One hemisphere of the satellite, which, like its companions, turned the same face always toward Saturn, was extremely dark and showed very little surface detail. In complete contrast, the other was dominated by a brilliant white oval, about 400 miles long and 200 wide. At the moment, only part of this striking formation was in daylight, but the reason for Iapetus's extraordinary variations in brilliance was now quite obvious. On the western side of the moon's orbit, the bright ellipse was presented toward the sun and the earth. On the eastern phase, the patch was turned away, and only the poorly reflecting hemisphere could be observed.